Welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and friends. And this segment, it's a double dose of style expert Michael O'Connor. First, we hear about that staple in the closet, the little black dress, and then what shoes and boots to wear. It's a double dose of Michael O'Connor on today's America Weekend. Michael?
Hi, Valerie, and thank you. By now, I'm sure that you know the term LBD, or little black dress. It's not a new term, nor a new idea. It's said that the term was actually ascribable to Coco Chanel, talking about a woman's wardrobe must-have, a dress that is intended to be long-lasting, versatile, affordable, accessible to the widest market possible, and, of course, neutral in color. For years, I did a television segment taking one little black dress and changing it up into 5 and 6 different looks, merely by adding different accessories. It truly is the quintessentially perfect item that every woman should have in their closet. In fact, I think that almost every designer makes their own version of the little black dress by this point, so there are so many different styles to choose from that undoubtedly you're going to find one that's going to work for your body type. Now, if you don't know how to choose the best style of dress for your body type, refer to my earlier segment about choosing a dress based upon that. Now, I know that you're asking the question, how can one garment truly be expected to be versatile and long-lasting, given a variety of looks so that it's going to never look stale, dated, and never look old? Well, it's how you wear it, and of course, how you accessorize it that's going to give it new life every single time you wear it. Here are some examples of ways to wear a little black dress that are going to keep it fresh and amazing looking. First, give it a little New York attitude by keeping the look monochromatic in all black. Partner your little black dress with a sheer black hose, black pumps, and black accessories. The look can be a little hard edge, but it's a very sexy look, and if you really want to feminize it a little bit, you can actually do a little bit more casual or loose hair or touches of lace that are going to really make it a little bit more feminine. Because of the monochromatics, this look is going to give you the illusion of height. Now, if you like the idea of creating that taller look but feel that all black is just too severe for you, forgo the black hose and the pumps and partner the dress with nude pumps. And if your dress has a shorter hemline, it's going to make your legs look like they are a mile long. Another great idea is to actually create pop by adding one very bright accessory. So for example, like a red clutch or a colorful belt or a large turquoise bib style necklace. Remember that wherever you add the pop of color, it will draw the eye. So don't wear that color in an area that you may wish to camouflage. You can also wow them with accessories. Since black sometimes can be a little somber, amp up the look with a major accessory and lots of glitter. So for example, a beautiful crystal bib style necklace or very long multi-strand station chains will look amazing. Or you can actually do a major stack of bracelets on the arm. A collection of pins or brooches on the dress itself will also add pop. And if you're a little bit more daring, try them in your hair. You can also achieve this wow factor with a sparkling belt and pumps, and this is really, really great for a curvy girl with an hourglass shape. However, if you're on the shorter side, the attention to the middle with that horizontal line combined with the sparkling shoes are going to draw the eyes down and give the appearance of being shorter than you are. You can also bring in a rock legend kind of feel by adding a leather jacket over the dress. This is going to give the look an edgier kind of feel, especially if the jacket is studded or a bright red leather. Remember to think about the length of the jacket because you want something that's going to be best for your body type. You can also make the look younger and hipper by adding ankle boots and patterned tights as a complement. And if you like the idea of adding a jacket, but you don't want that rocker style, choose a more elegant fitted style jacket, perhaps like a tuxedo style or a bolero. That's going to make the look very classic. You also conserve some major face by keeping your clothing simple and black and really just amping up your face by the use of a beautiful striking lip color or a dramatic eye treatment. And finally, you can also give the look a boho chic feel with a great pair of taller boots or mix wonderful colored necklaces or bracelets and add a scarf and a wider brimmed hat to complete the look. Investing in that little black dress can be really one of the wisest investments and most versatile pieces of clothing that a woman can own. It's already going to be very chic, and with the right accessories and some creative thinking, it can easily transition from season to season, year to year, and event to event.
Yeah, Michael, there's something about that black dress. And if you go to my closet, you'll see numerous little black dresses. And you know something? I'm still on the hunt for the perfect one. So my journey continues. Now, with that little black dress, we have to have the perfect shoe or boot. And Michael weighs in on some different options here today on America Weekend. Michael?
Thanks, Valerie. Every woman loves a shoe. Buying them can be a mood enhancer, and wearing them can give you a real lift. No pun intended. They can really make you feel sporty, sexy, rugged, or ready for a day on the golf course. But let's talk about the guidelines for both shoes and boots. When it comes to shoes, do not forego comfort for fashion. You're going to be the one paying the price. Besides, limping around at an event, even in great shoes, is definitely ungraceful. Colored shoes can really add a lot of pop to your wardrobe and can create great contrast with an outfit. But remember, if you wear colored shoes, wear them with neutrals or contrast them with monochromatic color themes. Beware of having too many colors going on. Pick one focal point for your outfit. So if you want to do an amazing attention-getting dress, tone down the footwear. But if you're wearing a rather simple outfit, amp the feet up and wear an amazing pair of shoes. Make sure that your style of shoe is appropriate to both your outfit and appropriate to the environment. For example, wearing your running shoes at the gym is great, but not at work. Running shoes are great on a fast track, but they're definitely going to demean the look if you're on the fast track to the executive office. Likewise with a strappy sandal. It's probably not appropriate for the office, unless of course your office is a dance pole. You can still get that great sexy look with a peep toe or closed toe pump with a great silhouette. If you want your heels super high, don't have a super high hemline. Strike a balance, saving your highest hemline for lower heels and your highest heels for lower hemlines. Even if you've got great legs, too much of even a good thing is still too much. If you're going to be walking outside on soft surfaces like grass, a stiletto is going to be difficult. So therefore, flats or wedge heels are going to be easier for you. In all footwear, think about balance. A chunky sole and heel is not a good balance with a light chiffon dress. This is the time to bring out the strappy sandal. And when in doubt, the classic pump is going to be the best choice. Now let's talk about boots. Boots are such a great fashion look. But like I said about the black pump, don't underestimate the classics. A great boot that comes just below the knee can be a great match for the fashions that we're seeing lately. There are so many great boots out there in a rainbow of colors these days, so don't be afraid to experiment with some of the newer fabrics like the velvets or the furs that we're seeing, or patterns, or even the bright color boots that we're seeing that are going to add great focus and pop to an outfit. You also no longer need to be bound by that old rule that white is only for before Labor Day. White boots can look hot at any time of the year. Contrasting your boot color will also give your outfit some great pop. Ankle boots can be shown best when the top of the boot is exposed. They look great with dresses and skirts, and if you're going to wear them with pants, have the hemline come just to the top of the boot and not too long so that the legs are resting on the top of the toe. If you're wearing jeans or longer pants, choose a slimmer cut and think about cuffing the bottom or rolling them up to expose the top of the boot. As with shoes, balance is going to be the key. A pair of over-the-knee or thigh-high boots work best with short dresses or miniskirts for balance. Now, if you have shorter legs, ankle boots and slightly shorter hemlines will make your legs look longer, as will over-the-knee styles. A higher heel is also going to add to the height, but avoid anything like a slouch boot because it's really going to make your legs look short. And finally, the last two thoughts about shoes and boots. First, if you have to take your shoes off to enjoy yourself or relax, they're not the shoe or the boot for you. And this goes for men too. Taking your boots off at an event is really just simply bad manners. And if your feet get tired easily, think about using insoles or pedals to help keep them comfortable. We talked last week about dressing in an age-appropriate manner, and this to some extent goes for shoes and boots too. Now, I have heard it said that women over 50 should stop wearing heels and boots, and I think that that's absolutely ridiculous. As I said last week, we don't look the same as our parents did at the same age that we are today. So therefore, if you can walk comfortably in a higher heel at an advanced age, I say go for it. My one caveat with that is that you should take the boot or shoe and weigh the style against the appearance of trying to look too hard, to look too young, or to look too sexy. Because even the best heels come in classic stylings that may be a little bit more age appropriate.
I'm telling you, we are so lucky to have Michael O'Connor as our fashion guide here on America Weekend with his wonderful Fashionable in 5 segments. I just combined two to make Fashionable in 10, because when you have a little black dress, you need a terrific shoe, and he gave such really great guidelines. Now, you can follow Michael on Facebook at Michael O'Connor Style or Instagram and Twitter at Styling Spy. He is a celebrity stylist to the stars. Thanks, Michael. I'm Valerie Smaldone, spending time with you, and this is America Weekend. America.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.